It's a story that's built in drama. A Harvard student committed suicide in 1920. That's because the university president appointed a court of five administrators to investigate what they called deviant behavior on campus. That deviant behavior, they were convicted of homosexualism. 14 students were expelled. They were banned from Cambridge, and one of those young men killed himself a few days later. Joining us now, Tony Speciale, the director and co-author of Unnatural Acts. It's a new play based on what happened in Harvard in 1920, and he joins us now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go back to the story, which was obviously kept a secret for decades, 80 years or so. How did you find out about it?
Well, I first read about the story in 2003 when I read an Out magazine article, and it directed me to the original article that was published earlier in November by this student reporter named Amit Paley. And it chronicled basically everything you just said, a group of students who were interrogated and then subsequently expelled for being homosexual.
And she dug up these court records of the court proceedings.
Yes. Yeah. He was looking for a good story for his class. And he came across an online a reference to Secret Court Files 1920 and thought, I'm going to look into this. And then once Harvard unlocked this filing cabinet that had been there for decades untouched, they did not want him to access the files, and they refused him access. And then he actually found a clause in the bylaws of Harvard University and requested that a special committee be formed to hear his case. And they finally released the files to him.
Wow,
but they redacted the names first. They wouldn't release the students' identities.
Okay. Do we know the identities now?
We do. He and his team of reporters, it took 6 months for them to reconstruct their identities from yearbook reports, death certificates, other information.
What were these students accused of?
Well, they were accused of partying in this room called Perkins 28. It was a dormitory lived in by this student named Ernest Roberts, who was Cyril Wilcox's best friend, the kid who committed suicide. And there were these wild parties where guys would show up. They would dress in drag. They listened to music. They danced. They drank. And you have to remember, this was also the beginning of Prohibition. So it was not only, you know, wrong to drink on campus, but it was also a federal offense. And so,
right. Yeah. Although regularly broken federal law.
Yes.
At that point.
Yes.
So they did end up using the word homosexualism.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, do we know if these kids were gay?
Well, we know that some of them did actively go to speakeasies, gay speakeasies, and that there's a letter that was written by Ernest Roberts to Cyril that basically said he was engaged in homosexual practices with one of the other students that lived on that hall, who was Cyril's roommate the previous year. So they were connected through different degrees. But there were people who were just curious. There were people who were probably gay, and there were people who weren't really connected whatsoever that were drawn into this interrogation.
You know, it's funny, the parallels, and in this case, completely tragically sad that we're still having this same problem, that we're still having this discussion over kids, especially teenagers these days, committing suicide because they're teased or persecuted at their schools for being gay. And we go back to 1920, and here's a student at Harvard committing suicide for this very thing. I mean, it's been 80 years, and it feels like we haven't come all that far.
We really haven't. My boss, Brian Kulik, who runs Classic Stage Company, has this saying about classics that his definition of a classic is a story that refuses to that has to continue to be told. It refuses to stay still. It has to be told. And I think these suicides, the five suicides last fall came up, and this story will repeat itself probably 100 years from now.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not either.
Oh, well, yeah, certainly maybe some other group, which is awful in another way. We're speaking with Tony Speciale. He's the director and co-author of Unnatural Acts. It's a new play that is based on real events that occurred at Harvard in 1920 when 14 young men were convicted of what the court called homosexualism. They were expelled, banned from Cambridge, and one of those students committed suicide just days later. What happened to the rest of the students? Were they ever able to finish their educations?
Well, so this panel of administrators interrogated about 40 people, and out of the 40, they found 14 people guilty.
Of
homosexualism. Nine students, one alumnus, and four men who weren't even affiliated with the university. And they They expelled all the current students, they blacklisted them for decades, and they even asked them to leave the city of Cambridge. And the men who weren't even students, they threatened to tell their bosses.
That they were gay?
Yeah.
And so they all left? Is that the kind of power that Harvard had at that point?
Yeah, most of them did leave.
And what happened to them? Do we know?
We do know. And in our play at the end, there's a...
Oh, we don't want to give away
Well,
the
there's
end.
An epilogue that tells you a brief little bit about each person's life. But unfortunately,
okay.
Most of them most of them ended in tragedy. But there were a couple of people who did who were readmitted. And they actually had very successful lives.
So where is the redemption in this story? I mean, it's a tragic tale. It's something I'm sure that the reason Harvard didn't want these released is because that's incredibly embarrassing. To think that this is what they did to their own students, even if it was 80 years ago. So where do we find the redemption in this story?
Well, I think for me, the story is as much about life as it is death. And what drew me to the story was it was a group of young men who had figured out how to exist with each other. They were coming of age, they were discovering their sexuality, and they were sharing each other's opinions and ideas. And that happens today. That happened to me when I came out when I was a teenager. I found a like-minded group of people and we helped each other through it. And I think that is what's redeeming about the story is that these men just, they were ahead of their time. They were ahead of their time and society, because Harvard is really a lens through which we see society in 1920. The redeeming, I guess, aspect of it is it's about youth and vibrancy and survival. And I think hopefully people will walk away with a better understanding. And I hope that people who are running institutions and organizations and religious affiliations will come see this. People who are in positions of leadership will come see this and perhaps become a little bit more tolerant.
Because this is not really just about the gays. It's about being other and finding
exactly.
a community.
It's about being a minority. And everyone can relate to being an outsider at some point. And having a secret and having that secret turned inside out and made public.
And made shameful and, mm-hmm. and in this case, almost criminal.
Yes.
The play is called Unnatural Acts. Tony Speciale is not just the director, but also co-author of the play. It's now playing at the Classic Stage Company. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.